Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody, and welcome again to Anointed and Appointed Word Ministries with Brother Norman Woodard. I am Brother Norman, and I'll be sharing an anointed and appointed word that will change, challenge, and charge your character to make an impact in this world for the kingdom of God and our Father in heaven. I'd like to send special thanks to Pastor Stephen and Ann Butterfield. And they have a program which comes on every Saturday evening at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And the name of their program is Turn On The Light Broadcast. Turn On The Light Broadcast with Pastor Stephen and Ann Butterfield. And they're also the assistant pastors at Light of the World Christian Tabernacle International in Stockbridge, Georgia, where their leaders are Archbishop Ruth W. Smith, who is also the co-founder, and the senior pastor is Bishop Kevin Jones. That's Light of the World Christian Tabernacle International in Stockbridge, Georgia. They have services every Sunday morning beginning at 9 a.m. with Sunday school, and 10 a.m. is the worship service. They also have Bible studies every Wednesday. Noon Bible study is held at the location, and also you can call in live, the same number you just called to hear this program. And you can hear their Bible study live. Amen. They also have Bible studies every Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's their location. That's Light of the World Christian Tabernacle International in Stockbridge, Georgia. You can catch them on Facebook, YouTube, and their website is comingtothelight.org. That's comingtothelight.org. Well, I thank you once again for calling in. This week, my wife and I celebrated our 8-year anniversary. Glory to God. Glory to God. 8 years. Hallelujah. We had a wonderful time. Went to Savannah, Georgia and spent some time over there getting to know each other better, bonding, fellowshipping. Y'all don't need to know everything else. Well, let's get into the word, amen. We're going to hear a song first.
Just want to make it to heaven. I just want to make it in. Oh, oh. I just want to cross that river.
My Lord.
I want to be free from sin. Oh. Life is over. Woo! Just wanna have eternal life, Lord.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Is that your confession this morning? Is that your goal? To hear Jesus say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Good and faithful servant. You can come on in. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That should be our everyday goal, is to hear Jesus say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over a few things. Now, I'm going to make you ruler over many. Hallelujah. Glory to God. As we shared last week, he's preparing a place for us. That position established alongside Christ eternally. Glory to God. The place of peace. Hallelujah. Well, thank you once again for calling in. We're going to get into the word, amen? I'm going to be coming out of the book of Leviticus. Leviticus, the 19th chapter, starting at verse 1. Leviticus 19th chapter, starting at verse 1. And it reads, and the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, the Lord is talking. Verse 2, speak unto all the congregation of the children of Israel, and say unto them, ye shall be holy, for I, the Lord your God, am holy. This is what God wanted Moses to tell the children of Israel. Now let's go to 1 Peter, the first chapter, starting at verse 13. 1 Peter 1, verse 13, and he reads, wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind, be sober, and hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. As obedient children, not fashioning yourselves according to the former lust in your ignorance, but as he which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation. Because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. Be ye holy, for I am holy. The title of the message this morning is Holiness or Holy Mess. Holiness, H-O-L-I-N-E-S-S, or Holy Mess, H-O-L-Y-M-E-S-S. Let us pray. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for allowing us to come into your presence once again, Father, to sit at your feet, to rest on your lap, to lay on your bosom, to hear your heartbeat, Father, to receive what you have to say to us this morning. to equip us, to prepare us, to build us up, to make us ready to go into this world and do what you called us to do, to be light in the darkness, to be the salt of the earth, to be different, Father. We thank you and we praise you for your son, Jesus, who you sent to be the example for us, to live this godly life, to live this holy life, to live this life that represents you, Father. Thank you for allowing him to go to the cross to take the sins of the world, to defeat hell, death, and the grave, Father, to give us victory. Thank you, Father, for his blood that was shed, for his body that was beaten and bruised and broken. And thank you for raising him up on the third day with all power. Thank you for Holy Spirit, Father. His leading, his comforting, his teaching, his guidance. And thank you for you, our Father, our Creator. You're wonderful, God. You're awesome. You're mighty. You're magnificent. You're marvelous. There's nobody like you, Father. We bless your name, for it is holy. We thank you and we praise you in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Holiness or holy mess. Let's look at the word holy. Holy. Holy means to be exalted or worthy of complete devotion as one perfect in goodness and righteousness. Holy means divine or having a divine quality. Divine means of, relating to, or proceeding directly from God. That's what divine means. Means to be supremely good, superb, heavenly, God-like. Holy also means to be venerated as or as if sacred. Let's turn to Psalm, the 99th chapter. I'm going to start at verse 1. Psalm 99, starting at verse 1. And it reads, "The Lord reigneth." We can stop right there. The Lord reigneth. Let the people tremble. He sitteth between the cherubims. Let the earth be moved. The Lord is great in Zion, and he is high above all the people. Let them praise thy great and terrible name. For it is holy. The name of the Lord is holy. Verse 4 says, The king's strength also loveth judgment. Thou dost establish equity. Thou executest judgment and righteousness in Jacob. Only the Lord can execute judgment and righteousness. Verse 5 says, exalt ye the Lord our God and worship at his footstool, for he is holy. Let's go to verse 9. Verse 9 reads, exalt the Lord our God and worship at his holy hill, for the Lord our God is holy. The Lord our God is divine. The Lord our God is supremely good. The Lord our God is superb. The Lord our God is sacred. Let's go to Psalm 111, verse 9. Psalm 111, verse 9. And it reads, he sent redemption unto his people. He hath commanded his covenant forever. Holy and reverend is his name. His name is holy. His name is reverend. We must reverence his name. That means to fear with awe, not to be afraid of, but to honor and respect who he is. To understand his magnificence, his excellence, his power. That's what reverence means. Another definition for holy means to be whole. W-H-O-L-E, whole. Whole means to be free of wound or injury. To be free of defect or impairment. To be free of disease or deformity. Whole means to be mentally or emotionally sound. But I like this next one. Whole means constituting the entirety of a person's nature or development to be complete. That's what whole means. That's what holy means. To be complete. The first definition of holy says exalted or worthy of complete devotion as one perfect in goodness and righteousness. That word perfect means to be whole, to be complete, to lack nothing, to be entire. Fully. Let's go to Revelation. Revelation 4 is talking about holiness or holiness. Revelation fourth chapter, starting at verse 1. And it reads, after this, I looked, and behold, a door was opened in heaven. This is John, the Revelator. This is John speaking. Says, after this, I looked, and behold, a door was opened in heaven. And the first voice which I heard was as it were of a trumpet talking with me, which said, come up hither, and I will show thee things which must be hereafter. Verse 2 said, and immediately I was in the spirit. Glory to God. And behold, a throne was set in heaven, and one sat on the throne. And he that sat was to look upon like a jasper and a sardine stone. And there was a rainbow round about the throne in sight like unto an emerald. So John had, as some people may say, an out-of-body experience. God showed him a vision of what heaven looks like. Verse 4 says, and round about the throne were 24 seats. And upon the seats I saw 24 elders sitting, clothed in white raiment, and they had on their heads crowns of gold. And out of the throne proceeded lightnings and thunderings and voices, and there were 7 lamps of fire burning before the throne, which are the 7 spirits of God. And before the throne, there was a sea of glass like unto crystal. And in the midst of the throne and round about the throne were 4 beasts full of eyes before and behind. Now, let's look at this picture, this description of these 4 beasts. Verse 7 says, and the first beast was like a lion, and the second beast like a calf or a bull, and the third beast like a face as a man, and the fourth beast was like a flying eagle. And the 4 beasts had each of them 6 wings about them, and they were full of eyes within, and they rest not day and night. They rest not day and night, saying, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was and is and is to come, said they rested not day and night. So all day, every day, without ceasing, they continually shouted, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come. This is the vision that God allowed John to see that was going on in heaven. Nothing but constant worship. Non-stop worship. Unashamed worship. Glory to God. He gave him a glimpse. As it is in heaven, let it be on earth. So what's going on in heaven also be going on in the earth. Day and night, nonstop, unashamed worship. So let's look at these four beasts that were described. The lion. The lion represents boldness, authority. That's what the lion represents. See, Jesus has given us access to the throne of God that we may go boldly to the throne of God because of our authority, because of us being adopted as sons and daughters of God. The calf or the bull represents strength and power. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. See, this is not talking about natural strength. This is supernatural. The man represents the mind and the heart. Let's go to Philippians 2 right quick. Philippians 2 verse 5 says, let this mind be in you. Well, what mind is he talking about? Which was also in Christ Jesus, that mind, the mind of Christ, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation and took upon him the form of a servant. Well done, thou good and faithful servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself. People say the way up is the way down. And became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. This is the mind of Christ. Knowing who you are. Let's go to Isaiah 26. Isaiah 26. I'm going to read verse 3. And it reads, thou would keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusted in thee. Talking about the mind that would keep him in perfect peace. What's that peace? That would keep him in perfect position, established alongside Christ eternally. That's what we talked about last week, that place of peace. God said he would keep him in the place of perfect peace, whose mind is stayed. Stayed means to dwell, to live, to abide, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusted in thee. So the man represents the mind and the heart. God says, David, though he is a man, God after my own heart. Glory to God. God after my own heart. That's who David is. Though he's a man, God has commanded us to live holy. God has commanded us to live holy. It looks like we've lost connection, so I'm going to try to connect back with you. Glory to God. Holiness or holiness? Satan does not want this message to get out. Satan does not want this message to get out. All right, seems like we've been reconnected. So let's go back over that again. The lion represents boldness and authority. The calf or the bull represents strength and power. The man represents the mind and the heart. Though David was a man, God said that he was a man after my own heart. And the eagle, the last one, represents identity and freedom. Knowing who you are. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Understanding who you are as a son and daughter of God. A chosen generation. A royal priesthood and holy nation. A peculiar people who has been set apart specifically picked out for God's holy use. God has commanded us to live holy. God has commanded us to live holy. Let's go to Leviticus 11 chapter. Leviticus 11. I'm going to start at verse 44. Holiness or holiness. Verse 44 reads, "For I am the Lord your God. Ye shall therefore sanctify yourselves, and ye shall be holy, for I am holy. Neither shall ye defile yourselves any manner of creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. For I am the Lord that bringeth you up out of the land of Egypt to be your God. Ye shall therefore be holy, for I am holy. This is the law of the beast and of the fowl and of every living creature that moveth in the waters and of every creature that creepeth upon the earth. To make a difference between the unclean and the clean. To make a difference between the unclean and the clean. And between the beast that may be eaten and the beast that may not be eaten." God is saying, I didn't create you to hang around creeps. Verse 1, let's read it again. "For I am the Lord your God. Ye shall therefore sanctify yourselves, and ye shall be holy, for I am holy. Neither shall ye defile yourself with any manner of creeping things that creepeth upon the earth." Any creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. See, the serpent was cursed as a creeping thing because of its cunningness, its deceitfulness, slick and evil ways. Not the snake per se, but Satan used this particular thing that God had created. So we can't get caught up in the people who Satan is using. We just have to understand that Satan is using them. But it also says for us to be separate from them. Don't be unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship does righteousness have with unrighteousness? What fellowship does light have with darkness? God has commanded us to live holy. Let's go to Romans, the 12th chapter. About to read one of my favorite scriptures. Romans 12, verse 1 and 2. And it reads, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy. Isn't it interesting that the first word used after presenting our bodies a living sacrifice is holy? Present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy. Worthy of complete devotion. As one perfect, or as one whole, or as one complete in goodness and righteousness. Being good, doing good, living right, doing right. Goodness and righteousness is God's way. It's God-like. Is divine, is supremely good, is sacred. Present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, sacred, separated, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. So the thing that God accepts is a holy life. Verse 2 says, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Well, what's the perfect will of God? Let's go to 1 Thessalonians, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. Holiness or holiness. 1 Thessalonians 4, starting at verse 3. And it reads, for this is the will of God, even your sanctification, that ye should abstain from fornication. So the will of God is for us to be sanctified. I know that word kind of scares some people. For this is the will of God, even your sanctification, that ye should abstain from fornication. That every one of you should know how to possess his vessel in sanctification and honor, not in the lust of concupiscence, even as the Gentiles which know not God, that no man go beyond and defraud his brother in any matter, because that the Lord is the avenger of all such. God says, vengeance is mine. I will repay. The battle is not yours. It's the Lord's. It says, as we also have forewarned you and testified. Verse 7. For God hath not called us unto uncleanness, but unto holiness. God has called us to holiness. Hebrews 12 chapter. Holiness or holiness. Hebrews 12, verse 14. And it reads, follow peace with all men. Follow peace. Follow. Pursue. Chase. Seek after. Follow closely. Peace. With all men. Why? Without which, I'm going to read it again. Follow peace with all men and holiness without which no man shall see the Lord. Without holiness, no man or woman shall see the Lord. Holiness or holiness. Let's look at the word holiness. Holiness means the quality or state of being holy. The quality or state of being whole, of being supremely good, of being divine or having a divine quality. The quality or state of being holy. Holiness is sanctification. Sanctification. Sanctification is the process of being made holy, resulting in a changed lifestyle for the believer. That's what sanctification means. It's the process of being made holy, resulting in a changed lifestyle for the believer. So the only way you can live a holy and sanctified life is that your lifestyle must be changed. But it says that lifestyle is changed for the believer. So you must be born again. For without holiness, you cannot see the Lord. Holiness is a lifelong process. Every day, all day. Every day, all day. So, our lives shall represent holiness, shall represent sanctification every day, all day. We are called to complete devotion. Complete devotion. Let's go to St. John. St. John 17. We'll start at verse 14. Holiness or holiness? Verse 14. And it reads, I have given them thy word. This is Jesus speaking. Jesus is talking to the Lord. A lot of people say that the Lord's Prayer is in Matthew 6 chapter. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. That's not the Lord's Prayer. The Lord was teaching the disciples how to pray. He was drawing out, specifically showing them an outline of how to pray. So that's not the Lord's Prayer. St. John, the 17th chapter, is the Lord's Prayer, where verse 1 starts off by saying, these words spake Jesus and lifted up his eye to heaven and said. So if Jesus is lifting up his eye to heaven, that means he's talking to the Father, because the next word says, Father, the hour is come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee. So I encourage you to read St. John, the 17th chapter, because that's the Lord's Prayer. So let's go to verse 14. It says, I have given them thy word, and the world has hated them because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but that thou shouldest keep them from the evil. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Verse 17 says, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. Sanctify them. Separate them. Consecrate them. Set them apart from the world. Verse 18 says, as thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I also sent them into the world. As for their sakes, I sanctify myself. Who is Jesus? Jesus is our example. I sanctify myself that they also might be sanctified through the truth, through thy word. 1 Thessalonians, let's turn there. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, on that verse 14. And it reads, now we exhort you, brother, warn them that are unruly, comfort the feeble-minded, support the weak, be patient toward all men, see that none render evil for evil unto any man, but ever follow that which is good, both among yourselves and to all men. Rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. These are instructions. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Quench not the spirit. Despise not prophesying. Prove all things. Hold fast that which is good. Abstain from all appearance evil. Abstain from all appearance of evil. And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray God your whole spirit. And I pray God your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Faithful is he that calleth you, who also would do it. God has called us to live holy. He's called us to complete devotion unto him. So the way we live should say, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. Holiness or holy mess. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for revelation. Thank you for understanding. Now, Father, help us to be what you called us to be holy. Help us to be holy, Father, every day, all day. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. Amen. Well, thank you once again for calling. Talk to you next week. Anointed and Appointed Word Ministries with Brother Norman Woody. Love you. God bless you. And be ye holy, for God is holy. Live a life of holiness, or your life will be a holy mess. Thank you, Lord.